Now for a few words about nomenclature. In Tibet, among Tibetan Buddhists, monks are usually referred to collectively as Trapas. If you see a group of monks walking along the road, you'll say, well, there go the Trapas. And Trapas means quite literally students. Monks are students because they go on studying, ideally, all their lives. They're everlasting students. And this is why if you move much with monks, as I've moved in the East, you'll find that the mentality of the monks is very much a student mentality. I'm not saying that in a derogatory way. I'm saying it rather in the reverse way, that you find that the monks, whether they're 15 or whether they're 50, have an outlook on life which is very much that of the student, someone who's interested in study, interested in knowledge, and who isn't concerned with getting on in the world. And their reactions very often, and even, if I may say so, their playfulness is very much that of the student, one who is thinking more in terms of knowledge than in terms of worldly advancement. So it isn't perhaps a coincidence that the Tibetans call all their monks Trapas or students. It's wrong, incidentally, to use the word Lama indiscriminately, as though it meant monk. Lots of Western writers on Tibetan Buddhism use the word Lama as though it meant simply monk. And they say, well, the Lamas were walking along the road, when they should be saying the monks or the Trapas. Lama simply means guru or spiritual teacher. Literally, it's spiritual superior. It translates the Sanskrit uttama, which means superior. So it's used in Tibet only in the sense of the spiritual superior, the spiritual teacher or the guru, the spiritual master. It's never used in the sense of monk. Out of our six kinds or six types or six grades of Tibetan monk, it's only grades 5 and 6, that is to say the Lama Gyupas and the Kenpos, who strictly speaking are Lamas, spiritual teachers or gurus. You also have, I'm sure, heard of the word Rinpoche. But Rinpoche is not a rank. It's only a mode of address. If you speak to someone, you may address him as Rinpoche. And it means simply great precious one or great jewel. It translates the Sanskrit Maharatna, great jewel or greatly precious one. And this mode of address, or this term, is used in speaking to or sometimes speaking about grades 4 and 5 and 6. In other words, if you're speaking to a geshe, a doctor of Buddhist divinity, you'll address him as Rinpoche, or at least as Geshe-la or Geshe Rinpoche. And if you're speaking to a Lama Gyupa, one who has gone through the tantric course, you'll address him as Rinpoche. Or you'll address the Kenpo, the abbot, and of course the incarnate Lama also as Rinpoche. And sometimes, though not very often, the word Rinpoche is used in addressing either very old or very learned or very pious monks who may not technically be geishas. If you just want to pay respect to their great age or great learning, even if they're not technically entitled to it, you address them as Rinpoche. This is what it means, or this is how it is used.